Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be as almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. The get ready for game day, as we do every Friday, except when the Packers play on Monday. So this is the second time in a week that we will be doing our game day or game preview edition of Wilde and Tausch. Also, the Jeff Hafley, next coach of the New York Giants, or the next coach of the Green Bay Packers edition. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, and all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I saw some of your Twitter action last night. Too late for me to respond to your analogy question. Plus, I like saving some things for the show. Really good analogy by the receiver for
DJ Moore.
About Jell-O. And listen, man, nobody likes Jell-O when it's just poured into the cup. You got to let that set. And then you put a little whipped cream on there. And if you want to put some fruit in that mix, put a little fruit in there. Let it settle. So, definitely a thumbs up on the analogy from him.
So for those that don't follow me on Twitter or aren't on social media, Courtney Cronin.
Are you on Blueski? Are you on Blueski too? You seem like a Blueski guy to me.
I believe in meeting people where they are, except
sure
in the gutter.
Yeah, right. Well,
so I am on Threads.
Both Twitter and Blueski's got a lot of gutterage.
Indeed.
Both do.
Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, Threads. I haven't figured out how to post things to Nextdoor. And then I'm also on LinkedIn. I've been posting all my stories on LinkedIn as well. So if you're more of the business type, you have access to our channel.
Yeah.
Channel 3000 coverage.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Be that as it
may. Well, anyways, so
can I
you
just
put
read
that out. And
can I read that? Can I read it for people that don't follow me on any of those?
You paused and ended, so I thought it was over.
Well,
I know you
don't
ended
like
it
silence.
And then left it dead, I was going to get into what I really wanted to talk about. But yes, Jason, go ahead.
Okay, well, you asked me if I was on Blueski, which interrupted me giving the analogy. Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears.
It's going to be one of these kind of days. It's going to be one of these kind of days with you, huh? Okay.
With me, yeah. Courtney Cronin, who is the Rob Dabowski of the Bears beat, Previously, she was the Rob Domofsky, I believe, of the Vikings beat. DJ Moore gave an emphatic duh when asked whether he's playing against Minnesota. He also compared the evolution of the Bears' offense over their first nine games to the process of making Jello. Yeah, the Bears were in the hot water phase during training camp when we were getting burned. They transitioned to the cooling phase when the Jello goes into the refrigerator to set at the beginning of the season. And now are at a strong consistency. We all know where everybody's going to be. We're just in this together. More clarified, the flavor of his Jello is cherry.
That cherry's a good Jello. I like lime. I think lime with bananas is the best. The problem is Jello. It's not consistent. You don't know what you're getting with Jello. Sometimes it hardens. Sometimes it's a little too soft. It doesn't have the consistency of a pudding. You know, the proof is in the pudding. So I think it was a very good analogy for a young football team that's trying to find themselves. I don't want to be Jello as a football team, but I get his point. I give him a very strong mark for thinking it through and giving us a picture, which is what I like. But what I wanted to get to and why I brought it up on your Twitter stuff is because you put out a comment and you knew what you were doing with the Jeff Hafley thing. You knew it. You were asking for it, and you got it. And then everybody is giving you pretty good love. You pick up your cherry Jello. Pick
my favorite flavor.
One Twitter user, so you can denigrate the entire platform because they said you're a schmuck, or I don't know what he exactly said.
He used the word we can't use on the air.
I think it's basically a schmuck, and so. This is where your fans and our fans of our show, I think, get frustrated because it's probably 90% positive good. And we all, as humans, get into the negative part of it. But for everybody that didn't join Twitter or X, Jason, can you give us a quick summary of your X profile that you used to prod and get to make sure that this guy felt bad? Go ahead.
Let me cite another member of the Twitter community who gave his opinion as well on what occurred was this. Jeff Hafley was great yesterday. He talked about a lot of really good things, including the fact that he's going home, right? He's from New Jersey. He grew up about a half hour from Giants Stadium. His mom is not only going to be at the game along with his brother and his sister. His dad passed away a number of years ago, so she's a widow. But she, not only will she be at the game, but she watches all of his press conferences. And sometimes she critiques him. Sometimes she tells him what a good job he did. Sometimes he critiques the questions. So I'm eager the next time I see Jeff to ask if she ever says, who's the guy who you talk about his sweatshirts and then he asks really long questions? But one of those long questions yesterday delivered what I thought was not
great
only...
Great response. It was a great response.
It was. Yeah, it was a great response.
You got your answer that you're looking for. It was awesome.
I did.
Maybe we'd like to hear that response.
Tausch would like me to discuss Blues Packers, who called me not only a douche but an a-hole for saying, with my little winking emoji, next Giants head coach. Which, again, you can read shortly. I haven't finished posting it yet because I had some other stuff going on this morning. Our story at channel3000.com. Let's not forget, Ben Johnson went into Chicago last season in December, and they put up 475 yards and 34 points in beating the Bears. And you know,
a trick
Ryan
play that Jordan Love trick play was
the stumble,
too, right?
The stumble Ruski or whatever that was, that impressed the Bears brass. And now he's their head coach, and he's won six out of seven of their last games to go 6-3. Here's my issue, and I want to thank Shane for chiming in to say, you're such a weak crybaby. It's the internet. Toughen up, lib. Here's my problem. And I'm kind of pissed at you, frankly.
Jesse won? What?
Yeah.
Jesse won the Steinhoff? Okay, go ahead, Jason. My bad. It just popped up, and now I'm irritated. Go ahead.
My issue is that it feels like to me, and you could call me soft for a guy calling me an a-hole and me calling him out on Twitter, but I am tired of us being crappy to each other, and that everyone, there has been a increase, in my opinion, of people being jerk stores to each other for no apparent reason whatsoever. And I believe that you lead with kindness. And if that makes me soft or makes me too liberal or all the other crap that I get from people, I don't think people understand how exhausting it is for people to be jerks to you all the time. Like, yes, 90% of the response to the Jeff Hafley post was Giants fans who got a hold of it saying, I want this guy to be our next coach. But I don't think we have to keep tolerating people being crappy to each other. I think it's too frequent. So when somebody does that kind of crap, which it's very hard for me not to be swearing myself right now, I am tired of it. Okay? We have to be better to each other. And do I live in a fantasy land of everyone should be like Ted Lasso? Sure. But I got news for you. I'm going to try to be like Ted Lasso. I really do feel
Teddy.
Like that's a lot like me.
Okay, Teddy. All right, Ted. Well, so, I'm going to jump in. Okay, Ted. So
well, you asked for
the
this.
The Jeff Hafley stuff that you brought, that you got yesterday, was great. And I think encouraged a lot of Packer fans who've been kind of beaten down this team. But the only thing I could think of after all of the stuff that I saw, the quotes and everything else, was he is the backup quarterback behind the struggling starter. That literally is what I thought.
And that's what I said to Gabe and Chewy this morning. So we're thinking the exact same way.
Okay. So then, yeah.
Because everybody loves the backup quarterback, right? When the starter's struggling, Matt Hasselbeck needs to be the new starter because Favre is playing poorly. Which, by the way,
I don't think we ever
had a really good career.
We never got to that point, but we have gotten there with coaching. I think there's a lot of Packer fans that feel like Jeff Hafley should be in the mix moving forward. And, you know, we joked after a couple of weeks, and then, you know, after the Cowboy game, everybody kind of stopped everybody kind of stopped thinking that because they gave up 40. And then the defense has been as good as it's been the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been really good. Jeff Hafley should be a head football coach. I think he's going to be a head football coach somewhere, and it won't be Green Bay. I think it will be probably, maybe it'll be New York, and if we go shut out and stop in what I think is going to be a turnover palooza game, at least that's the... We'll get to the green and gold preview. Yesterday was a really good reminder of what a head coach looks and sounds like confidently, and to kind of have your head coach's back that you know is taking on a little shrapnel, have a little humor, and be human. Man, he came out. I don't know how anybody, your guy that gave you grief, anybody that – on Blueski and Twitter and whatever else, anybody that listened to that, I think came away thinking, that's an impressive cat. Don't care what side, where you're at, I think you're looking at that saying, that's an impressive cat.
He did grow up in New York or New Jersey. He is obviously aware. And by the way, in his answer, I'm sure he realized that it was probably going to somehow get to make the rounds. He's not a dumb guy. But I do think he also believes every word he said, which is, I think his authenticity is one of his better qualities. Now, that said, to your point, this idea, and you, look, you asked the question, and I thought it was a good question at the time, and it still is. I'd be curious, and I don't want to poll it because it feels like kind of a jerk store poll.
Not very lasso-ish. Would not be lasso-ish.
Have you ever watched that show?
No, I have not.
When you're done with Landman, you should watch
Landman's
it.
Landman's new episodes start up Sunday, so I could not have timed this out better. So continue.
It's kind of a short flight to Bloomington, though, isn't it? So, like, are you going to be able to get in enough?
I only have two. Well, it's there and back, and I have 2.5 episodes to go. So, plus, there's as a media/analyst, you end up getting on that plane pretty early because they're not real. You know, players and coaches come in at the end, so it'll be more than
okay. Sure,
I'll have plenty of time to knock this out. Let's
good luck with that. Well, then you could start your lasso. There's only 3 seasons. You can watch that afterward. My point is that if we polled, you only get to keep one, which I think is how you phrased it. Jeff Hafley's winning in a runaway over Matt LaFleur right now. His approval rating is low. And so I thought what he said in response to my question, I thought he had another good answer earlier as well about the defense and what's going right. I thought he was really good yesterday. We'll play it coming up. But I do think your analogy, not a Jell-O analogy, but the backup quarterback thing is true. There are people, and I see them in the YouTube comments, where always the conversation is civil, who will say that they still want Malik Willis to be playing quarterback.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be those folks, but I do think the backup quarterback analogy is apt. And I don't know what kind of head coach Jeff Hafley will be in the NFL, but I believe he is going to be a head coach in the NFL.
I agree.
He did not succeed and have star-spangled awesome results at Boston College. I don't know if that's Boston College. I don't know if that's
neither
him.
Is Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Is anybody since Doug Flutie threw a Hail Mary had any success there? That's been
Mark Chmura. Tom
Jago.
Coughlin.
Jago. Matty Ryan. Maybe there's more success there than I thought.
Jags, don't go on that interview or we're going to fire you. I'm going on the interview. Okay, well, bye. And now I don't know what Jags is
so
up
what if
to.
We did this, Jason, because we all know Packer fans are, what if we just put a picture of Jeff Hafley up and we said, what is the one word or the phrase that you, when you see this, what do you think? Something of that. I'll let you and Jesse have the creative juices on that. I could put it into ChatGPT, but you get what I'm saying. I just want to get, basically without being a jerk store, because I know where people's heads are, and we don't have to meet them where their feet are, because I know where people are when it comes to Jeff Hafley versus Matt LaFleur. But I am curious, the approval rating, I don't know if there is anybody, player and coach, who has a higher approval rating right now than Jeff Hafley.
Jeff Hafley. Yeah.
Micah Parsons probably doesn't. Who's got a higher approval rating within the Packers organization than Jeff Hafley right now?
I don't think anyone does. I don't. I
don't
think anyone
does. Not Bisaccia. I think Bisaccia and LaFleur are about even.
What about Bisaccia? What about Havlicek?
Haversek is probably the closest to Hafley.
Exactly. Hey, guy never missed a kick. Kicked a 61-yarder. He should be our kicker.
Yeah.
I know you like to meet people where they
is
are.
Is there anybody, Jason, anybody off the top of your head?
No.
And we're not going to give away hats because Jason, Lord knows where Jesse put all those hats. Who has got a higher approval rating right now as we sit here on the 14th of November within the Packers organization than Jeff Hafley?
No one. Nobody. You know who does have a high approval rating?
Gina
even
Della
higher than
from
Jeff
Pella.
Hafley's? Okay.
So Gina Della from
trying
Pella.
To up there, yeah.
That was really well set up, Jason. Thank
was
you,
Was it,
Ted.
Though?
And thank you, Gina, for always providing great deals for all of our listeners. And when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her great team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month only, Score yourself a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month and at zero interest for all the way up to 72 months. It's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We will hear from Jeff Hafley and get rolling on our preview of Packers-Giants next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's hear from Jeff Hafley about how he approached when the defense had some issues earlier this season, starting in week four against the Cowboys, and then how he got them back rolling. I asked him that in juxtaposition with where the Packers' offense is and how they're trying to get things straightened out. Here's Jeff Hafley from yesterday.
What's the key to turning things around?
Consistency and hard work. When I've come in here and I knew there were going to be hard questions, I haven't changed how I approached answering them or talking to you, or my mood doesn't change. And this, yeah, I'm with you. We just played a really good game against the Eagles, right? We have a lot more football left to play. We're going to play a lot of football. All right, I'm confident of that. Regardless of what happens next week, the week after, I'm not going to change how I am around you. I'm not going to change how I am around the players. I'm going to be the same guy. I'm going to demand. I'm going to be upbeat. I'm going to be consistent, right? Now, if I need to make changes and adapt and evolve like I've talked to you about, then I need to do that. I mean, that's our job, right? And that's what we've tried to do. And if we need to figure out how to put players into better situations to make plays and switch things up, then we need to do that. But like, all joking aside, it's not going to change how I act, how I walk around, how I talk, how I coach, and how I treat these players. Confidence and belief and consistency, I think, are really, really crucial in this whole thing, and that's not going to change with me. And I think that goes back again to my time as a head coach when I've seen both ends of this, that's the key. I mean, that's how our players have to react. And watch, I got confidence that our offense is going to go out, and this is no disrespect to the Giants, and we're going to score a lot of points. I mean, that's one of the best head coaches in all of the NFL and one of the best play callers, who I still hate going against in 2 minute like we do today, because he's really hard to defend. And they're going to get going. I mean, 2 weeks ago we were talking about what we did against the Pittsburgh Steelers on offense. So we're going to be okay. But I'm not changing how I am, so you can't bring me down today. Or tomorrow.
Ted. Yeah, Ted. Not bringing him down, Lasso. Jason, I'll just say this. I saw that. Could not be more impressed with how he handled and approached it. And, you know, the confidence. Now, is it easier as a coordinator to, you know, you're not dealing with it on a daily basis, so you can kind of pick your spots a little bit more? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're not getting worn down. But the confidence and the belief, and it wasn't as if it was even really prompted. He understands what is being said. He doesn't try to ostrich things, stick his neck in the sand, say, I don't know what's going on out there. I don't know. And just the belief that he's got, that's contagious. And you can tell, you know, obviously everybody, there is a stark difference in that. And no offense to Joe Barry, but you couldn't be on opposite ends of the spectrum. So it's been a fantastic hire by Matt. He deserves a lot of credit for that. And I think he understands just the overall picture of how he carries himself and how he has his defense playing. Packer fans are excited about it. They should be excited about it. And if this team is going to go on and play a bunch of games, as Jeff just said, it's going to be because his unit is leading the charge.
So he talked about his mom a lot during our time with him. And so I decided I was not going to ask him, hey, are you interested in the Giants head coaching job? So I decided to use Elise and her interest in our work well, every Thursday with him.
E-L-I-S-E or E-L-Y-S-E?
Actually, neither.
Oh, really?
E-L-L-I-S-E. Double L.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay.
Former elementary school teacher.
Very difficult name to spell. A lot of variation.
Why do you know so much about Jeff Hafley's mom?
Because he tells a great story.
Because she watches his videos, kind of a star
she's
on there.
She's commenting on my verbose questions.
You connected on LinkedIn?
We are not
are
yet.
There can you comment on the Packers stream as it's going?
You could certainly tweet when it's on Twitter, right?
Is it like our video chat?
Yeah. Can you
be active our chat?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in the room, so I'm not following the video. So I don't know. Good question.
My guess is, are you going to do an interview with Elise about Jeff? Like, that would be a fun story for Channel 3000.
It would be a fun story, and I will ask. Yeah. I will inquire with Jeff as to whether or not he'd like to make his mom available.
And then Jesse will also look at it and say that he thinks you might be a little obsessed with Elise if that does happen. So
I didn't say
that's kind of the vibe I was just getting from Jesse.
First of all, I have immense respect for anyone who has been an elementary school teacher.
Absolutely.
It's awesome what she does or did. I think she's retired. Secondly, he brought his mom up. So we had some, and the fact that she watches he literally said during the press conference, Hi, Mom, I'll be home this weekend, led to the discussion. There is no obsession with Elise Hafley here. Now, that said, I did use her as a way to ask about the Giants' head coaching job.
She was a pawn. She was a pawn in your story elixir.
I used the conversation about Elise to ask Jeff Hafley this.
Since you mentioned your mom, you mentioned being a head coach twice, does your family pay attention to some of the buzz stuff? Like, there was something this week that said that Jeff Hafley would be a great fit to be the next coach of the Giants. Are you aware of that kind of stuff?
I'm sure my mom is very aware. Right now, I'm locked in and focused on the New York Giants. But I'm sure my family back home is. I'm not. I'm focused on beating the Giants and doing the best that we can and answering your questions.
Of course you are. That is, you can't say, yeah, that'd be great. I grew up a half hour from Giants Stadium. I would love to be the coach of the Giants, but we got to finish out this year, and our defense has to keep playing well for that to happen.
And our offense stinks, and if we don't keep them to under 13 points, we can't win a game. That's not what he should say,
right? I might be the coach here, but
how to not do a press conference?
He's obviously aware, and so is his mom. So I'm just look. I have been guilty before, and look, we thought Nathaniel Hackett was really good in press conferences.
He wasn't this good.
Not this good.
Let me tell you something. Well, Jason, hold up a sec.
Okay.
Let me tell you a little something.
Tell me.
You're in there all the time.
Yep.
You're in there all the time. I can't remember a time where we're pulling double clips, and we've done this three or four different times with Jeff. Ever, I don't even know if I'd pick out Nathaniel Hackett. Maybe they didn't have video back then yet. I don't remember running clips of Nathaniel Hackett and some awe-inspiring thing he's talking about on offense.
No, he's not. Not as good. No. But he did that. What is that? Yeet? Was that the big phrase for a while there? Yeet? He was entertaining. And I'm sure he won over the Denver Broncos brass with his personality.
No, he told him he'd bring Rodgers out there, and he didn't. That's what happened there.
You think that was a factor?
2 days
in,
2 games into it, he had to hire a coach to be his coach. Not good, Bob. Not good.
Yeah. So
I just don't want to be revising history here.
No, like, you're right. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know, it just the fact that he was going to bring Rodgers, which obviously did not come to fruition.
Jason, anybody in your 30 years coordinating close to the charismatic cat that Hafley is?
Romeo Doubs. I would say...
coaches only. Romeo's obviously on a level by himself.
I think so. Dom Capers and Wes Hodquist and I were talking about this. There's some similarities.
Dom Capers
there.
Was with you and Wes Hodquist this week?
No. I was talking to Wes about
that's
Dom.
That's a luncheon I didn't see coming.
It'd be a fun lunch. Dom's great.
What was Dom back in town for?
I haven't seen Dom since the induction ceremony for Woodson and Al Harris. But I do think there's some younger Dom Capers vibes to Jeff Hafley. Like, he's really invested in explaining. He's got a genuine personality that guys really respect. You obviously played not on his side of the ball, but you were there for Dom Capers as the defensive coordinator. Guys really, really liked him. Now, he was more of a grandfatherly character by then, right? But there was a connectivity with him that, I mean...
Is Wilford Brimley the first name that comes to mind when you say grandfatherly?
Oh, my God.
Yes. And the fact that he was only like 50 years old when Cocoon was filmed and he was playing like a 75-year-old guy tells me that he had a really long run as a grandfatherly character. Yes. Totally.
Is he the Schmuckers guy? Was he Schmuckers?
No, that's Bisaccia.
No, who's the is Wilford Brimley the Schmuckers guy?
If it's Smuckers, it's got to be good.
Because that, to me, was the grandfatherly guy.
Wilford Brimley did an insurance commercial for a while.
I think you're conflating two different... Wilford Brimley was the oatmeal guy.
Okay.
He did a number of oatmeal commercials.
When you think of grandfatherly cats... Is Wilford Brimley the first guy that you think of, though? Because now you got my mind working.
Yes.
You know, we have a game on Sunday.
I'm looking for. I'm not finding anything with him with Smuckers. Okay. He died in 2020 at the age of 85. So he had basically like a 35-year run. Of being grandfatherly. Yes. Yeah. So, yes, I would agree with your assessment. I would also agree with your passion for UW Credit Union and being a UW Credit Union member.
And for every stage of life, from being a college student to being a young adult to becoming a married couple and then having kids and then obviously
grandfatherly
and grandmothering. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, just like Brimley. They'll help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? You want to keep your banking local. You love great member first service, and you love great perks like early payday. UW Credit Union's got it all. They also got Bucky. They got everything you're looking for. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but boy, does this make sense. Go become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The green and gold grandfatherly preview.
Did we
preview.
Figure out who Schmuckers is? Who the Schmuckers
dude was? I'm working on it. Can I say this? I love doing the show with you.
I'm not annoying you today.
Well, no, you're not. But what I do want to clarify is I know you're... I know we're trying to, you know, incorporate more AI, and as we're finding out...
Nah, I'm irritated. I'm irritated with a certain committee, and it's bothered me the last 15 or 20 minutes. So that's what's on my mind.
Okay.
I'm very irritated with a certain committee.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But I might have to make a move that has only been done one other time, and that was in Seinfeld, when someone that's not paid and as a volunteer, and we had to let him go. I'm not sure where my head's at yet.
But I don't even work here.
I feel like Kramer with whatever corporation he was working at. We brought Ritz crackers in. I'm nervous that is the road this is going down. I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
Okay. Well, while you work on that, I just would like to tell you that this is not an on-demand service. I have a few other things that I juggle during the program.
It's not an on-demand service.
You say, you have a tendency to expect an immediate answer on anything that you bring up that I have no, there was no way that I could be prepared for. Is Wilford Brimley the spokesman for Smuckers? So I got you the information that
you
he did
watch
oatmeal
these
commercials.
Morning shows religiously for 30 years. I don't.
Right.
What do you mean? There's no way.
It takes a little while.
You're a fountain of knowledge. You're a journalist.
It takes a little while to look up information when I'm also setting you up for UW Credit Union, and I'm hearing about how you're going to fire someone from a voluntary job at 565 Analytics because you don't like the results that they delivered. So I will look into who the Smuckers spokesperson was.
Willard Scott? Is that one? I'm seeing on the text line. I don't
know
who
that is.
Well,
he definitely did the birthdays that were presented by Smuckers on the Today Show, which, like Good Morning America, provides great preparation for Wilde and Tausch. So stick around.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
I say go, baby, go, go, go.
Time for the Green and Gold game preview presented by Smuckers, Jams, and Jellies.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
With a name like Halfley, it has to be good.
Just so we cover this, and I think Jesse is working on delivering the audio so you can hear the voiceover. The voice actor who passed away 20 years ago, who said, with a name like Smuckers, it has to be good, Mason Adams. For the texters on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Willard Scott on the Today Show would celebrate people who turned 100 for their birthdays, and I think graphically he would actually put their faces on a jar of Smuckers because they were a great partner, just like we have many great partners on our show. So I think that is the mystery of the Smuckers right there.
Around and he is a weather dude.
Oh, here it is.
Like things simple. Smuckers Simply Fruit.
All right. They don't sell ice cream. Let's get to the Green and Gold game preview.
That's good.
Our three big questions ahead of the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants, noon Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Tausch, what's the big storyline heading into this weekend's game?
How does this offense get back on track? That is the storyline. I don't care if you run it. I don't care if it's Christian Watson with two huge plays. I think one of the things that this group needs to figure out is you need to find more explosive plays. Everything is too hard right now. Everything's dink and dunk. There's just, outside of Josh Jacobs busting a couple of tackles and maybe getting a 12-yard pickup or a PI on Musgrave, how and where are you going to find some big plays? Because teams are saying, we don't think you're patient enough and efficient enough to do 10 and 12 play drives. And for the most part, at least the last 2 weeks, those teams have been right. So how are we going to go about doing that, Matt? And the pressure's on. I am in the Jeff Halfley, Ted Lasso, Jason Wilde camp on this. I think there are solutions. We need to see them. this is a good week for that to happen. So that is the storyline on my end. Where and how are we going to get this offense going?
I can't say the exact same thing Tausch did, so I'm going to put a variation on it because I agree with him. And I'm going back to the offensive line. Matt LaFleur said he challenged those guys this week. I'm sure there were times, Tausch, even on your great offensive lines, where the coaches said, hey, we need you guys this week. We're counting on you to set the tone. And look, this is a good front. They got a bunch of first-round picks all across the front. This is a statement game for that crew. And to me, that's why that this is so important. And your point about the offense getting going, in my opinion, it all starts with those guys up front getting going. And they have just been so inconsistent, both in terms of personnel being available and in terms of performance. Next.
Besides Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, the leaders on each side of the football, which Packers player will most impact the amount of success the team has this Sunday against the Giants? Tausch?
This one's going to be surprising because this hasn't even been brought up. And I'm sure somebody wrote a story about it. This is the return of the X-Man, too. Right?
Nobody's. I don't think anybody's written that story. He totally
poo-pooed it. Why have we not?
Because he completely poo-pooed it.
Yeah, but just because you got a poo-poo doesn't mean you don't go get a little Grey Poupon, put it on your sandwich. I want some.
Was Wilford Brimley the spokesman for them?
I don't know. It's to me. That and isotoner gloves are the two probably gold standard in obscure brands with memorable commercials. Okay?
It's pretty good.
That, yeah, and now you're putting Schmuckers in there. But Grey Poupon, you can poo-poo all you want, Xavier. This needs to be a high turnover game. And the New York Giants told you, even though you were a captain and a good football player, we don't need you. You aren't worth what you think you are. You tell me he ain't going to have a little bit of a spur in his boot or whatever in his saddle or whatever quote you want to use. This needs to be a Xavier McKinney revenge game, even though he doesn't need it because he's living his best life, and that is the best revenge. I still think he'd love to shove it up you-know-who's you-know-what.
What's their what and who's who? Look,
Joe Shane Keister.
Yes. I know. Okay. I was.
You just, asked.
Just making a joke. All right. So to me, the player that.
My bad. I didn't catch your joke. It's me. Thank you, Jesse.
You're right.
Where's Kay Adams?
It is going to be one of those days. To me, this is. Some people chose him as their Steinhoffel sleeper of the week. They got to get more out of their tight ends. And my guy, John Fitzpatrick, didn't help me at all. Your guy, because you didn't appreciate the fact that the expectation was a little bit higher for your guy, given that he'd moved into the starting role. Now you're bitter and you're firing people from a volunteer. These people are volunteers. Can't fire
it's
them.
It's going to be tough. I don't feel good about where my head's at right now. I don't.
I'm going to say the two tight ends, obviously. Luke Musgrave, Tausch's guy, and John Fitzpatrick, my guy. I don't know what the availability level is going to be for Matthew Golden. Romeo is fine. That's important. He had the chest injury that he left the game with. They added Christian Watson to the injury report yesterday.
But it was a good
hamstring soreness. He said it is not ACL related. I'm always leery when people are telling me what it's not, because that means that they know that people are thinking about what it could be.
I
thought Christian was great. I didn't think he came off as lying or dishonest or misleading. And he did have that line about how it felt good to have football soreness. But he is a unicorn. Played him, let's be honest here, he played 83% of the snaps.
That's a lot of snaps.
56 snaps. I'm just here to say, for a guy that was in his third game since returning from the ACL, maybe a little bit more than you wanted to play him.
Bubble wrap him up. Yeah, we need you to rest.
Hey, you can say whatever you want about my bubble wrap, but he's on the injury report now. So,
and you're skeptical.
I'm leery, and I think he will play, but I think they will probably have to curtail his snaps a little bit better than they did against the Eagles.
You just hate to admit when I'm right about something, and you change words that mean literally the exact same thing.
No.
Jesse, is leery and skeptical the same?
The Packers beat the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium for just the second time since 2011. If blank. How do the Packers get the win,
Towse? It has to be. I don't know how close this is to Woodstock back in 1969, if you guys remember. It's not Lollapalooza. This needs to be Winston turnover palooza. Jameis Winston is a turnover waiting to happen. He is at a bakery, and the dough is fresh. The fillings are there. Everything is ready. You just got to go pick up the turnovers and go eat them. He likes to stuff W's in his mouth. This Packer defense needs to stuff turnovers in their mouth. You need a minimum of 3 this weekend. They're going to be there. Are you willing to go and grab those hot turnovers and shove them in your face and let the juices run down your mouth, and that is going to lead to victory on Sunday? I think they will. I don't care what kind of fruit filling is in there, but Turnover City USA, it is the turnover palooza up in New Jersey this weekend. That is going to be the key to this game.
I thought that was, like, you're just flouting the rules now?
What rules? Jameis Winston's first start? I can't go away from... I have to be true to myself. He is a turnover waiting to happen. I brought visuals and juices and fruit fillings running down people's faces. That is what changed on this whole... Just I didn't say get 2 turnovers and be done with it. 3. You're going to get opportunities.
Fruit is a favorite. So is Smucker's Simply Fruit.
With a name like Smucker, we need the tagline, Jesse.
They don't
with a name like
Smucker. He doesn't say it.
It's got to be good.
On the screen, but he never says it.
I think we've given Smuckers enough love today too.
You don't say.
Yeah, I don't.
The Packers win if Josh Jacobs and the running game gets going. I am so tired of your guy, Dan Orlovsky, and other people. Oh, they're so predictable. They always run the ball on second down. Again, for people who are smarter about football than me, the fact that they're ignoring the frequency with which they are canning to runs on second downs because the safeties are back, I don't understand how you don't recognize. Now, and that's why I asked Jordan Love this week, do you get in trouble or do you get downgraded if it's an obvious can to a run and you say, no, forget you, I'm passing it anyway? Because that's what it would require. He said, yes.
What did he say?
Yes, if it's a look that is favorable for a run, I'm canning to the run.
I can't wait till we have the dialogue of, who's audibling? And, is Jordan being a malcontent by audibling?
He's not.
Those are fun convos.
He's doing exactly what the offense wants him to do and the system wants him to do. So I'm sorry that those runs are unproductive, but that, again, goes back to my point about the offensive line. Once again, Josh Jacobs is at 56% of his yards after contact. The 4th-and-1 play, which everyone talks about how, they were calling it out, they knew what was coming. Well, guess what? They had 2 guys who completely got obliterated, including your guy Luke Musgrave, on blocking on that 4th-and-1. It's a 4-yard loss. Like, block it up. There's not 8 guys in the box. Block it up.
And their
ends are Green and Gold game preview.
That was a roller coaster.
That was fun.
It's like
a little bit of everything right there.
little bit of toast, a little bit of butter, a little bit of Schmuckers, a little bit of Wilford Brimley, a little bit of Willard Scott, and 100-year-old people. We need to get to trivia.
I was leery. I was very leery of that segment going into it. Now I'm just skeptical. Very leery of it.
There's a subtlety to words. I would never, ever, ever act like I know more about football than you, and yet you always do this with my area of expertise, words. Why?
Because sometimes you just, because you're so stubborn, sometimes you refuse.
Is it irritating to work with someone who's stubborn?
In fairness, you're a journalist, not a dictionary.
We need to play trivia.
And I was told I can't. And I was told you're not on demand. So I didn't want. That's why I didn't want to. Do that.
Jesse,
play Landman.
You know, should I call Bulaga? You want to go to Indiana early?
We need to.
You're putting this on me? I'll tell you what. You are. I'm annoyed with you now, too.
The shock of your reaction there was beautiful.
I can't believe Jesse is annoyed with me. I am shocked that Jesse's annoyed with me, too. Like, I really am.
What, me? Jesse.
I can't wait for our Iron Jock giveaway today.
Oh, I
it's
bet.
Gonna be,
yeah.
I might go in the 300s today. Now, be it dead serious.
If we ever get to it.
We need to play trivia. We need a category. We need a caller. And we need to hear from Tausch about Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse, category and caller, please.
Great moments in Packers Giants history is our trivia category. Today, let's do caller 34.
Caller 34. 34 for Wilde and Tausch trivia. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. It feels like a lot of the great moments are great for the Giants in recent years, not for the Packers. So we'll see how this goes. Call it 34 for trivia. Tausch, tell us about Hard Rock Casino, Rockford.
Oh, you know we love Hard Rock Casino, Rockford. Jesse did a great job down at the sports book back when we first went down there with some Brewers stuff. The Jordan Love MVP, need a big game this weekend, but still with 9.5 wins, still feel really good about that. Hard Rock Casino Rockford has that sports book, has all kinds of slots and live table games and everything that you're looking for. And now is the time to experience what true high limit play feels like, surrounded by the rhythm and the indulgence and the unmistakable energy of Hard Rock Casino Rockford. We elevate the high limit room experience to deliver premium table games play that is tailored for discerning players with enhanced game rules, including blackjack where the dealer must stand on a soft 17. That really helps your odds. Get faster play in the kind of authentic high-limit action that will set Hard Rock Casino Rockford apart. So your next hand, what could be your best yet? Visit the high-limit room at Hard Rock Casino Rockford and rediscover your game on your terms, in your rhythm, and with your edge, just like Jesse did with Coach Alvarez. He did it on his terms and in his rhythm and with his edge, and it only took about an hour from the greater Madison area.
Caller 34 for trivia at 10:01. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It is already 10:06. We have very, very, very many things to still get to.
Terrible clock.
I don't know how this happens. I just don't know.
That's on us today.
Brimley.
This is on us as a team.
I blame Wilford Brimley and Smuckers. Time now for trivia, not presented by Smuckers, presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is, well, you take that deep of calls and you still get a regular. It's good to see. It's not just going to be new folks. It is Dwayne in a big truck. Dwayne, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing awesome.
All right. Are you playing along? Is that what you're doing over there, big fella?
I'm going to play. I'm going to take the day, yeah. A big game in Bloomington tomorrow. I'm
sure.
Make sure
yeah,
keep
save
voice
the voice
up,
for the upset.
11 o'clock yeah. start. Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta be ready. Be ready
big
for
big dinner at
St. Episodes.
Elmo's tonight. Very excited about that. A little St. Elmo shrimp sauce. Is there any other restaurant that is only known for its sauce?
I thought you were taking
you know
the
what
segment
I mean?
Off.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Off. Hey, know what I mean?
How close is Bloomington off. To Indianapolis?
I don't know, bro.
Great.
I didn't ask any questions.
Is Chris McIntosh picking up the tab? That's not a cheap place to eat.
When have you been there? Places, just get the sauce. All right, let's go. When is the last time you been?
Last time I went to the scouting combine. And it oh, pushes nice. The limits of
an expense
account.
Did you get an expense account? Oh, that's nice.
More likely to eat at Steak and Shake, which does serve ice
Whoa,
cream.
Nelly.
All right, here we go. Question one.
They serve Smuckers?
They're PB&J. Smuckers and Shake.
I like the milkshakes from Cousin Subs. How about you guys?
Yeah, they're good.
Dwayne, question one. The Packers began their six-game winning streak, leading to a Super Bowl victory in the 2010 season with a win over the Giants at Lambeau Field in the penultimate week of the regular season. Which divisional opponent did the Packers beat the following week in the final game of the regular season to secure a playoff berth? Was it the Lions, the Vikings, or the Bears?
We'll say the Bears.
It was the Bears.
The Bears.
10-3, I think the score was of that one. Question two, Dwayne. Which Packers player caught a Hail Mary touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers just before halftime of the 2016 NFC Wild Card playoff game between the Packers and the Giants at Lambeau Field? Was it Davante Adams, Randall Cobb, or Jordy Nelson?
Ooh. We're going to go with Cobb.
You would be smart to do that. That one I remember. Two for two. Now, in the words of the great American orator Mark Tauscher, imitating and doing so poorly, Liam Neeson in Taken, Gulak.
Gulak.
Which I think the villain says, not him. Question three is this.
This is a toughie.
Brett Favre threw his 200th career touchdown pass in a 1998 game against the New York Giants. Which Packers tight end caught Favre's 200th career touchdown pass? Told you there weren't a lot of highlights against the Giants. Could have gone with, who kept back-shouldering Al Harris for completions in the NFC Championship game in 2007?
Don't need to do that.
The answer would be Plaxico Burress.
That's not very Ted Lasso-y.
The tight end.
Teddy.
The tight end.
Like Teddy.
The tight end was Wesley Walls, Tyrone Davis, or Keith Jackson?
Davis.
Wow, nice pull.
Yes,
well
sir.
Done. Dwayne.
Really well done.
You're 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into the drawing a little bit later in the program. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
Yep, great show. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
It is a great show. I would agree.
It's a fun show today. Not very clock conscious, but a fun show. Yeah, you know.
Rob Domofsky is going to have about 3 minutes before he's got to go to LaFleur this morning to join us. All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour and the weekend preview. We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.